Welcome to my party. Riding with Brennan is now proudly sponsored by Michigan Biker Law. Michigan Biker Law is the only law firm that exclusively represents motorcyclists. They're there to pick you up if you go down. Brennan and Michigan Biker Law hope you will enjoy this episode of Riding with Brennan, and we will see you on the road.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Riding with Brennan podcast. I am in Muskegon today with a very, 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 very big guest. You're like the biggest guest we've ever had. Super celebrity stardom here. Kylene Gee from Muskegon Child Abuse Council. I probably butchered that and I apologize.
Nope, you had it right. So Child Abuse Council, Muskegon County.
Okay, Muskegon County. Okay, so Rebel Rhodes, she is... So Chona is Miss Rebel Rhodes 23, but you're like Queen Rebel Rhodes. Like, you're the one that does it. You and your group organize it, put the money on the line, as we said. We briefly discussed, you're not just a beneficiary of what happens. You are what happens. So it's up to you guys. But we'll get to the bike rally in a minute. Tell me about you, how you got started here, how long you've been here, and then we'll kind of segment into Rebel Rhodes.
Okay. Yeah. So this is my 21st year here with the agency, my 11th as being the executive director. The Child Abuse Council has been in Muskegon County since 1978. We started as a prevention program. And since that time to today, we still have three programs, prevention being the first and foremost, longest running. We're in every single school in Muskegon County, Head Start through high school, teaching age-appropriate personal safety lessons, anti-bullying, internet safety, and human trafficking awareness. Our second program is CASA, which is Court-Appointed Special Advocate, and we train community volunteers to advocate for the best interest of kids who've been abused and neglected as they work their way through the court system. Then our third program is called the Children's Advocacy Center, and this program deals primarily with child sexually abused victims. So we do on-site forensic interviews, on-site forensic medical exams, individual counseling, court prep, court accompaniment. Through those three programs, we serve over 16,000 kids every year.
That's amazing. That's way deeper than I even thought walking in here. Like your child abuse counsel, a child abuse counseling and maybe some group therapy family stuff, but to hear all that, that's kind of amazing. That's so you work closely with the courts, but you're not government subsidized,
right? A lot of people confuse us with Children's Protective Services. Okay. In fact, if you Google Children's Protective Services of Muskegon County, for whatever reason our agency pops up. Google won't change that. So we do a lot of referral numbers, you know, over there, but we are our own private standalone 501c3. But we are the place that CPS and law enforcement will bring the kids to utilize my trained staff to do those interviews, to do those medical exams, because it's a child-friendly location. Prior to agencies like ours existing, kids would get interviewed in the back of a police car, then again at the police department, then again at the emergency room, further traumatizing that child. You walked through our building. It's very child-friendly, and the kids rule here. So we are a dedicated partner to law enforcement, CPS. Our facility is also used by the FBI and Homeland Security. So we're really kind of that hub for abuse and neglect in Muskegon County.
That is awesome. That is really good. And clearly we're in a kid-friendly room here. We have toys. And like, they're distracting me. I want to go play with toys. That's pretty neat stuff. So, and like you said, kids learn through play.
Yes.
And if kids are playing, I think they're distracted from... And they're probably more open with what's going on once they're playing or drawing or...
Yes. So the kids that come to us are in varying stages of trauma. So everything that we do, other than being a trauma-friendly facility, our counseling is also based trauma-focused. So this room, which is my favorite room in the entire building, is our trauma play therapy room. And so kiddos can come in here, they can play with all the figurines, the puppets, do little puppet shows. And as they're doing that, they're acting out their story. So you and I can sit here and talk about something that happened to us yesterday. Kids don't possess that ability to do that at such a young age, but they can express it through play. And so this room gets used a lot for that.
Good. It's horrible to have a need for this, but I can't imagine not having this now, just a little bit I know for the kids. Because, I mean, like you said, the bag of police car, that's even more intimidating than anything, right? Because then they think they're in trouble.
Right, right. And so here when a kid is interviewed, it's just them and one of my staff in a room, one of two rooms. We have two interview rooms here. And CPS, law enforcement, prosecutor, whoever has to witness that interview sits in another room and watches it via closed circuit TV. So the kids don't even have to see them. But you bring up a really good point. You know, people associate child abuse with just very negative and, oh, those poor kids. Yes, it is extremely traumatic for the child and their non-offending caregiver. But the minute they walk through that door, it's all about hope. We are that first step in the journey. We're there every step of the way, getting these kids to address that trauma, getting these kids to be just kids, have fun, play, and be safe. So it is really a message of hope, and kids are resilient, and it's an honor to work with them every day.
Wow. Yeah, and thank you for doing that. I'm getting the chills. It's like, and I said that, and it takes a special individual such as yourself to do this, because I think there's so much, I guess, but the hope, I guess if you keep the hope, because it would just beat me into a depression, I think, to see these poor kids, and then I would take it out. Probably is a lot of the BACA guys want to do.
Yes, and we love BACA. Our staff is very small. There's 10 of us. And we're certainly not here necessarily for the money. It is a nonprofit.
Sure.
And I should mention that all of our services are free. So we never turn away a child or family for their inability to pay. We don't collect insurance. We want to be there. And once that child and family has come to us, we are always there for them all the way up until they're 18. We have adult survivors who we served as kids who call us back, and we will still help get referrals, you know, out for them. So events like Rebel Road, which is our biggest fundraiser, are super important because 30% of our operating budget comes from fundraising.
Okay. That was a question that I had, is how do you financially support this? So can people just donate? I mean, obviously the 501,
yeah.
So yeah, they can. And
yes.
Is that something they can do on the website?
Yeah, so it is we are tax exempt. So okay. There's several different ways. We have donate buttons on Facebook. We have them on our website, which is childabusecouncil.org. The Muskegon County community is so supportive and always comes through for us. We have some wonderful donors, whether they send in $5 or $50 or, you know, thousands. They see the need and know what a loss it would be if we weren't here.
I can see that, and I've been here 10 minutes, right? So, yeah. Do you have – so Rebel Road, obviously, everybody watching this show, you know, the two people that watch –
Ooh.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, great. I get to be a queen for two people.
Well, do you have other events throughout the year
that we do?
We could support? Like, I could help you support some way or another?
Yeah, so we start fundraising usually in April. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we have a softball tournament that'll run either in April or May, depending on, you know, what the schedule is there. We do usually some online social media fundraising in April. We do Rebel Road. Right after Rebel Road, we have the Mona Lake Boat Poker Run. We have the our Tee Up for Kids golf outing. We have our Cars for Cancer. So we probably run 6 to 8 fundraisers between March on through December every year.
So can you keep me in the loop for that from now on?
Absolutely.
I'd love to keep in touch and keep me in the loop for that.
Yeah, and you should go out and like our Facebook page, because
like Facebook page.
Everything is listed out there.
Okay, and I'll have some way to find it.
Yep, it's Child Abuse Council of Muskegon County. And what's nice too is if you kind of scroll back and what's in there, we publish every year up there our annual report. And along with, you're going to see that it's going to have like a small section of stats and finances. The majority of it is going to be some real life stories, obviously redacted a bit to protect the innocent. But those stories really are telling about the services that we do.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of people would be interested. And like I said, I think everybody should know why. Obviously, it's all for us to come and have fun. There's a biker community, and we love you for that. And it's the biggest one of its kind in Michigan. I only say of its kind because I think, like I said, Baldwin's comparable, but it's not exactly just a come have fun. It's a get a blessing. And it's come have fun and, but this one is more specifically based towards what we love, you know, getting together and camaraderie. And
yep, and highlighting the beautiful downtown Muskegon, which has grown exponentially over the years. And we have some wonderful businesses and residents. And, you know, it's just wall-to-wall bikes and people.
How do you get numbers for that?
So a couple years ago, the city of Muskegon purchased a cell phone tracking system. Okay. So it's not exact because you're going to not catch people who have, you know, don't have a cell phone and things like that. But they estimated last year that over the course of the 5 days of our event, it was 60 to 70,000 people.
Wow. Good. That's awesome. And I forget the name of the street that was it West Street?
It's Western Avenue, turns into Rebel Road during those 5 days.
Yeah, and that's July 17th through the 21st, correct?
Yep, Wednesday through Sunday. So we do a soft opening on Wednesday. We just have our main stage area open on Wednesday night. Thursday, you will see vendors starting to set up all along the street. And at 5 p.m. on Thursday, we officially open the event with our Veterans Tribute. We have done a Veterans Tribute every year for this event. It includes a flyover by the Hooligans. It includes a veterans escort down Western Avenue. You know, we really want to highlight those individuals.
All right, we're back. Still here in Muskegon with Kyleen Gee. And Miss Rebel Rose Shona. So who's going to relinquish her crown in a few weeks?
I am.
I can't hang out anymore.
I'm sorry?
We're not going to be able to hang out anymore.
I literally thought that on the
once a Miss Rebel Road, always.
That's right.
That's what Rebel I was Road. Told. I do not give anything away or pass it down. I just keep mine and someone new gets
that's
to join us.
That's right. See, and that's a good company to have.
Yes, it is.
There were some really nice ladies that I met from the competition last year. So, so we covered off camera. So I always give the discussion about how am I messing up, steer me right. And so after a couple of head slaps she gave me, so
you're not a kid, so we can't abuse you.
Exactly right. It's allowed.
Yes.
Yeah. And encouraged a lot of times. So a couple points we wanted to touch base. Rebel Roads is absolutely free to get into admission wise.
Yes. Yeah. So if you are coming to any of our concerts, you know, we've got Josie Scott this year, we've got Texas Hippie Coalition, Chad Flores. Some really cool bands, the bike show, everything is free admission.
Yep. And Chad Flores is really cool. I met him last year at what the hall was it? It was something different last year when they had the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, our Battle of the Bands last year was at Rusty Spoke.
That's what it was,
is now Dirty Dog.
Yep.
And so that's when we first came into contact with Chad, and he's amazing.
He is a great dude.
He is, and he'll be headlining our main stage on Thursday.
Good for him, and that's great. I'm glad, because a Michigan kid, you got to support those guys.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's probably not a kid, but to me, he's a kid, right? Get to be this age. So so everything there is free, and there's going to be tons of vendors. It's all the whole, I mean, it's a sight to behold if you've never seen it. I mean,
yes, it is.
I can't even imagine planning it. I'm awestruck when I get there. I would absolutely.
We have over 50 vendors. I think it's around 54. And so it's a mixture of food vendors of all different kinds and a mixture of merchandise vendors of all different kinds.
Yep.
And really great people. Really, you know, stop down, check it out. We have some new additions like pinstriping that they can do for the motorcycles. We've got some seat installers. We're going to have LED and sound. So pretty much something for everyone down there. And it's very family oriented. So come on down and look at these bikes. These are not cheap bikes.
No.
These are beautiful works of art. Our two local museums that are located right there on Western will also be doing some displays on Saturday of their vintage motorcycles. So check that out too.
So so that's going to steal me away from motorcycles here, but that's typical.
Submarine Museum.
Yeah, the Summersides.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So that's cool to check out too if you guys have ever been in a submarine.
The LST is right over by our camping, the Mark Deck.
Yes, yeah. That's another one. See those cool stuff if you're like, oh, bikes, I need a break. There you go.
Pier Marquette Beach is not far.
No, the deck at Pier Marquette, that's a great place to eat. Pier Marquette Beach is huge. It's beautiful. Huge. West Michigan, West Coast Michigan.
Yeah.
It's just amazing all the way around.
Yeah, summer's our thing.
Yeah. Stephanie Game up East Coast. I was saying East Coast, West Coast battles. East Coast needs to step their game up a little.
They do.
And over there with their shallow, warm Huron Lake Huron. So there's been tiger sharks in this lake. No, that's rumor of bull sharks back might have been 18 or something. 1800, I don't know.
They actually did find a shark, but they figured it was a pet that was released and somebody released it, and some boaters found it on Lake Michigan between here and Chicago. Unfortunately, they couldn't save it, but.
Yeah, I'm sure they tried hard.
I mean, it's a freshwater.
Yeah, right? What are you going to do? So, Meg, you were
but
right.
But it is Shark Week. So.
It is Shark Week this week. I was my friend Megan. She doesn't like water because of people let their pet piranhas go.
They do.
There's been an alligator insane. Out in Lake Lobdell that she lives by that's called Osama bin Gator. I don't know. They caught that, so she's terrified of water. So maybe you're on to something there, Meg. I'll give you a little, cut you a little slack, give you a little break. So,
Osama bin Gator.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know who named it, but all right. I guess that was...
He had a sense of humor, whoever it was.
Yeah. So, what would you like people to know about this establishment and Rebel Rose? We can keep it separate, obviously, but I think a huge thing like what would come to mind is there might be some families that are women. Like I don't want to say women, but I've got to assume it's always that we're guys. They're obnoxious. They're probably the most offending parent most of the time, right? The male.
So the majority of the time, the stats are going to show that it is a male offender. However, I think people would be surprised to know that some of the more vicious or out there ones are women.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that, but I think a lot of people would be. But so I guess my point was never be ashamed to reach out for help.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Don't. Amen. Pride and ego will kill you or your kid. You know
A lot of our staff here are former victims themselves. And, this is not a place for shame. This is not a place for where you have to be anything other than just open to the services that we're here to help.
Yeah.
And what I would want people to remember about here is kind of what we talked about, and it's that hope. So when you leave, take a look at our grow through what you go through tree. We had a local artist who painted that tree in our lobby, and eventually it will go all the way around the building out there. But all the little leaves are the hearts that kids write messages to other kids on and hang them on the tree. And those messages do as much for the kids as they do for the parents, as they do for staff in here. So it is, it's hope. You know, child abuse is horrible. But know that there are agencies like ours where we can turn that around. So don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of this facility. Don't be afraid to support it, because the stories coming out of here, while they may begin at a very tragic, traumatic point, just end in a place of just resilience and hope and happiness.
Yeah, and healing. And everybody.
And healing.
Everybody goes through stuff in their life. Mm-hmm. We don't get to pick what it is. But we can choose how to deal with it.
Yes.
So, and like you said, just guilt, shame free. No one's judging anybody. I'm not gonna, because I'm on camera and you guys cry probably.
I'm but already
about how, such an you know, empath, stuff that I want. Yeah, I was close earlier too. Oh. So I love that. This is exactly why I wanted to come on here, because obviously it's about motorcycles. But
yes.
why are we all gathering, right?
Yeah.
This is the good that, and the biker community as a whole is very generous and very giving.
Oh my gosh, they are so generous. And so my thing that I would want people to remember about Rebel Road is exactly what I just said. So that is our biggest fundraiser. Every single dime after expenses comes right back here to serving these kids free of charge for whatever they need for as long as they need.
See, so then there's nothing better than that. And
not in my opinion, there isn't.
No, I mean, if you can help shape the life of a kid that's going to go from darkness to hope, I mean, there's nothing better. And yeah. I don't think anybody could argue that there is. So,
nope. Like I told you, our bottom line is not money. Our bottom line is kids. And at the end of the day, you know, there's rough days, there's good days. But at the end of the day, you go home and you're like, wow, you know, we really had an impact. And that's what keeps us coming back each day.
Well, yeah, I mean, healing's ugly, right?
Yes.
No matter what you're healing from, it can be ugly.
Yes.
It's part of the process, and it is a process. Thank you so much for what you did with your kids. And I hope that all the bikers go and have a good time and all that. But while you're there, think about what your help and support. Like, throw an extra few bucks into a can or whatever you have. I'm sure you guys have donation stuff.
We do, and we'll have a big poster outside at the entrance of our main beer tent stage area. It has a QR code on it. You can snap it and donate right there.
Okay, can I get a copy of the QR code? I'll put it like
absolutely
right here. Snap on that, and I'll put it on at the end. And then,
and everybody who donates to us, that's all tax deductible.
Sure, sure. And I don't know. I guess if that's why you're donating, whatever.
I mean,
it,
you donating, might as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you might as well take advantage
it's a
of it
win-win.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, Rebel Roads, July 17th through 21st.
Yes, Wednesday through Sunday.
Chad Flores, Thursday headliner. Local boy, Michigan Country, I think he calls it.
Yes.
Josie Stevens.
Scott.
Scott. Josie Stevens is a totally different girl.
Josie Scott from Saliva.
Saliva, yep. The original singer for Saliva is coming. Texas Hippie Coalition, if you haven't seen them, you probably have.
Nope.
I know a lot of people know.
Nope.
Wow, they're a good show too. And amazing people. We've hung out with them a few times.
I'm hanging out with you this weekend.
They're good. So, yeah. So yeah. They're great people too. And I think everybody that I've met throughout the Rebel Roads has always been, they've always been class acts, you know, and I think
absolutely.
People still had the stigma of the biker, the filthy biker, and, mm-hmm. you know, okay, I'm a filthy biker, I get road grind, but I'm not, like, a bad dude.
No, and we, there's a lot of local bands, too, so for the second year in a row, we were able to, every band that entered our Battle of the Bands last year and this year, we booked them.
Awesome.
So they all get to get showcased, so they'll be opening acts for those bands that you mentioned.
So, Exit 73.
And then we cap it off on Sunday with Witchcraft Lemonade, which is another local one.
Awesome.
And we have a Bloody Mary bar, but you don't drink. We can make you a virgin one.
I do drink virgin ones. It was funny because I was drinking at Scooter's Pub or Scooter's Tavern in Flint with Wendy Dalton, the custom bike painter. And she's like, how are you not drunk? I'm like, all right, I got a confession.
Yeah,
they're virgin.
Well, and me and my friend are actually the ones back there making those Bloody Marys, so they're pretty good. So stop by
and see Kylie and say hi. Say, I saw you on Brandon's show. I want extra virgin spicy Bloody Mary because the spicier the better.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll do that for sure. I'll come out and do that. But I want to be involved. I want to hitch my wagon to this a little bit. You know, three viewers with you.
Nice.
We can,
I'll get my staff to watch. So we'll up your
almost 11.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm totally going to share it. So.
12. Look out. Rogan, me. I'm coming for you, Rogan. But I'd love to help if I can with any of the charities for this and in any way, shape, or form. If you need me to volunteer to help get volunteers or to help, you said a softball game. If you want me to bring a team out. I'll get a team.
It's our strikeout child abuse tournament.
I love it.
And it's amazing.
I will bring out the crappiest bunch of best softball players you've ever seen.
They'll fit right in.
All right, good. And then I used to play with the Red Wings alumni softball tournament every year.
Nice. Yeah, you'll be playing with our local fire department, police, DHHS. There's a few professional players in there, but really everybody's there just to have a lot of fun.
And that's what it's about, helping, right? So I'd love to do that. The golf outing, I'm not very good at golf, but I don't know that many people that are. So we could, I manage the whole sponsors and all that. So I definitely want to keep in touch and help however I can. And like I said, even if you need a body somewhere, I'm happy to help wherever.
Thank you very much. And remember to follow, like, and follow our page, because that's where we do most of our communicating about events coming up or things that we might need. But you also have my number. And
we're
listed.
I got the inside scoop. But for the rest of y'all, we'll put it like right
you have here. My direct line.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I agree. I would like to be.
Awesome. I appreciate that very much.
So, so we'll do that. Trying to think what I missed. I'm sure there's stuff.
Thank you for having me on for letting me highlight this agency and the work we do.
I can only imagine how busy you are at this time of year, especially it's like a week away, right?
That's all year.
I'm the fund development at my agency.
Yes, yeah. It's an all year thing. Rebel Road is a huge undertaking, but like I said, I have a very dedicated group of committee members and staff that help. So
yeah, I absolutely want you to keep me in the loop. We'll go on the Face Space and like and follow and share this show too, guys, so you can learn more. You can get Rogan below us there. I think he's only got like 400 million subscribers.
Right? Oh, you're almost there.
Yeah.
Speedy.
By next year. So I have a new thing. It's really dumb, but it's my thing. We had the content. We had Mackinac City Rally. We had all the Michigan content creators together to judge the bike show. And we're sitting there. We interviewed with a guy. All of us sat down and interviewed. And they all had snazzy catchphrases. I don't have that. So I just do finger guns and go, catchphrase.
I mean,
that's a great catch.
So that's it. That's what
everybody knows exactly what that means.
Yeah, at the end of my show now. So I just go, hey, catchphrase. So we're going to do that here in a second.
Okay. I'll see if I can get that to spread around on Rebel Road.
There you go. Hey!
I'm going to be on stage Saturday.
Catchphrase. Right.
I appreciate that. That'd be awesome.
We'll call it the Brendan.
There it is. Link. So thank you so much for coming on, and please, I thank you for letting me help. I mean, obviously,
this
is something I would be very, very proud to be part of for sure for a long time. I'm only an hour away. I'm in Lansing, geographical anomaly. It's about an hour and a half away from everywhere in the state.
Yes.
So anytime you need me, I'm willing to come out.
I appreciate that, and it's really great to have Miss Rebel Road 2023 here as well.
Yeah, thank you for coming out. She's been an amazing ambassador for sure. I gotta sing her praises since I can only hang out with her for a few more days.
Yeah.
After that, it's a new Miss Rebel Road. It's 2024. Trading her in for the new model.
Oh, I don't do well with betrayal.
Oh, just kidding. So thank you again.
Yes.
For all of you. Thank you for coming in. Thank your staff. Thank all the volunteers. Thanks for everybody coming to Rebel Roads that are helping with this center. Every dime you spend there helps.
Yes.
So I appreciate that more than you guys know, and they appreciate that. The kids appreciate it, and they'll never know.
Yeah.
It'll be the most thankless, best thing you've ever done, right?
Yes.
But we thank you from our bottom of our hearts. So, yes. All right, we'll wrap it up. Just go catchphrase. See you guys at Rebel Roads, and we'll see you out there. I'm all over the state, so everybody knows that. I'll see you guys soon. Like, share, subscribe. Tune in the next time. Follow this, follow that. Shona doesn't have a page yet. Former Miss Rebel Rose page. So, hope to see you guys at the event. Come up, say hi. Bloody Mary Bar on Sunday. You can meet Kylene in person.
Saturday and Sunday.
Ooh. So, go see her. I wanna get lost. I'm sick of this place. Don't know how to stop when I'm feeling this way. So, I'm taking 6 shots till I'm feeling okay. I think I'm going crazy. Don't think I'll get on safe. So I'm taking 6 shots all straight to the face. I'm taking 6 shots, are you coming with me? I'm taking 6 shots, yeah, straight to the face.